You're listening to Ink Speak, where storytelling and poetry meet the wonder and magic of living. I'm your captain, author, poet, and unearther of life, Maverick Malone. I am back, but I don't know how long I'm going to stay, which is just to say that I'm not in a content producing season right now. I am in a super long rest cycle because I have had this sense for a while now that I'm on the precipice of something massive that has never happened before in my life, and I don't know exactly what that looks like or what it involves or how it happens. I just have this intuitive knowing that something big is coming, and I don't know if it's going to be this year or next year, but like pretty imminent. But what is time anyway, right? But because of course not, I never know the how of anything, and it's irrelevant anyway. It's not for us to know the how, but I felt some inspiration today, and this felt like the right thing to do to follow my excitement. And it's been a whole breadcrumb trail today, which is what I want to talk about. And it's also amazing outside today too, by the way. Let's just comment on the weather for a minute here. We had some storms roll through Chattanooga over the weekend, and on Saturday there was a tornado watch at one point. I always get watch and warning confused. I think warning is the possibility that a tornado could form, and watch is the one where one's been spotted. But in any event, I was in my basement hanging out with Jake, sharing a pint of ice cream and watching the weather live stream when that jarring tone began blaring on my phone. You know, that one alert that sounds like it's announcing either an alien invasion or a nuclear explosion or something. It's literal violence to my nervous system every time I hear it. I hate it. But it was to take shelter because we were under a tornado watch. So I went upstairs to bring my dog down to the basement, who promptly shit all over the downstairs bathroom. Poor guy. Apparently he was overstimulated too, but he's also 14 or 15 in people years, which is apparently between like 71 and 108 per Google in dog years, which seems like a really random range of age, like anywhere between 71 and 108 this dog could be. But we were waiting out the storm, which passed with that kind of eerie calm that only a potential tornado can bring. But I just love that Jake and I were just chilling in my basement, eating ice cream during a tornado watch, mostly unbothered. And nothing happened, of course. And then today, it's absolutely beautiful outside, which is kind of torture from where I sit at work. I have these huge windows directly behind my desk that I face, and I look out over the parking lot. But I still have a perfect view of the sky, and it was seriously the bluest blue I have ever seen today. If I had to invent a new color for it, I'd call it thoughtful, because it's like the color on the inside of my imagination sometimes, this vast expanse of clear blue sky that becomes its own kind of light. And it finally feels like that to me, and it also feels like spring, like a new beginning in both places, on the internal, with what I've been wading through, and now on the external, finally emerging from probably the longest fucking winter ever, or what feels like it, which is why I haven't been on here or Substack, and I haven't made an Instagram post in decades. Without going into too much detail, I will just preface this by saying I've been MIA because I'm still actively in hermit mode. I'm moving through a whole lot right now that I can't talk about just yet, but I will say that things are getting wild. The synchronicities are off the chart and have often been almost instant, and some very woo and weird but absolutely magical and cool things have been happening, but mostly I've been in a total recluse mode while I move through this period of my life. And as such, I haven't shared anything on here in a while or my other platforms in months, and that's okay. I've taken that pressure off of myself, and I want this to serve as a reminder for anyone else out there who's been feeling the heaviness of the season, who's been feeling the absolute shit show that is American politics right now, like the government, our whole society right now, the world at large, and has also simultaneously been trying to move through your own internal mess. And that's okay to literally just do nothing. It's okay to rest and to stop posting and sharing and doing whatever. It's okay if you don't want to do the things you even used to love. Like for me, that's writing. I haven't felt inspired to write anything in a while because literally all of my energy is going to healing right now. But even with reading, the other day when Jake and I were once again in my basement, we're in my basement a lot, usually watching movies or eating tacos or doing both at the same time. And we just finished a movie and he asked if I wanted to read because that's also something we like to do together. We'll just sit next to each other and read our respective books. And I was cuddling him, my head on his chest and feeling like a total deflated balloon. And I was just like, I don't even have the energy for that, to even read a book. And that's okay. Just know that whatever you're worried about or afraid won't ever return again, or whatever you're moving through, it can and will change. Because it can't rain forever. That's statistically impossible, unless maybe you live in England where it seems to rain 75% of the time. But hey, this is your life we're talking about, and life mirrors nature. Because we all have seasons, right? When the gloomy or dark ones hit, we move through as best we can, even if that just means lounging around for weeks, doing the bare minimum of life tasks that you can manage, or whatever bit of actual work you have to do. And if the rest is exactly that, resting, let's make that okay. I reframed this by adopting a new mantra for these rest cycles that I find myself in, especially as a manifestor. And if you're a manifestor yourself, or if you know about human design, you know about the rest cycles and the creative cycles. But I always struggle with the rest cycle because I'm so gung-ho. But my mantra is this: rest is abundance. Because if you're only considering money as abundance and nothing else, we need to have a conversation and we need to throw that belief in reverse and dismantle it. Anything that we need can be abundance. And sometimes the season brings in excess of what it is we need. This time in my life, I happen to have an excess of, an abundance of, rest. Downtime to throw my energy into healing and hibernating, and energetically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, giving myself the time to do whatever it needs to do to ready myself for my next creative cycle whenever it comes back around. And I shoot out of the gate ready to write 6 novels in a single week, which, I mean, hey, don't tempt me with a good time. But I write this now, the first long-winded thing I've written in months, because a miracle happened today. Somewhere around 2022, I started a playlist titled Magic Maverick, because I used to sing the chorus of I think it's the Loving Spoonful that sings the song, Do You Believe in Magic? You know, the one that goes, Do you believe in magic? Except I would sing it as, Do you believe in Maverick? It is a way of manifesting, being very conscious of what you listen to in terms of music and the words, the lyrics that you're saying. But it's a kind of manifesting when you marry the vibration of your voice matched to the tune of joy and a personalized little layer of replacing the lyrics with what you want to create and call forth. And for years, this playlist grew as I added song after song that reminded me, of who I wanted to be, of the qualities I wanted to have, or the pain I'd surmounted and overcome, of what I now believed. That if you believe hard enough in anything, it can come true. I mean, there's a whole bunch of steps in between there that is part of, I feel like, my life's work and my life's purpose to tell people about, but can't do that on podcast. Anyway, so for years, I wrote poem after poem to inspire others or express some heartfelt sentiment for someone else. I wrote one once and asked, who writes a poem for the poet? And I've written many poems for me about my experience to alchemize pain or to move through heavy feelings, but it was rare that I wrote myself a love poem, at least not to the caliber in which I wrote love poems for others, especially Jake. But after the full moon, which we had last Friday, when I'd done a whole ritual to cut cords with my old timeline, tackle some core wounds head on that I didn't know were still there. That is the beauty of a full moon, right? And I stepped forward courageously into my next. And I had a morning at work today that felt like the sun was beginning to finally return to my life. After months of feeling like I was deep in the trenches of a dark, cold hibernation, felt devoid of any motivation and inspiration, and was physically exhausted from something I was very much physically healing from, still physically healing from, on top of the weight of what I was emotionally wading through. This morning at work spiraled into life from the simple question of, what can you find to be joyful about today? Because I didn't want to be at work, but I was obligated to for the time being. But I did what I do best. I took notice. I gave thanks for my morning coffee, a big little joy for me. For my view from my desk, with huge windows looking out into sunny blue skies. For having a job at all that pays my bills and sometimes allows me time to write. And suddenly, as I looked out my window, I didn't see a parking lot. I saw the view from my future house. And I followed that thread and leaned into that vision. I saw myself in this house, imagining how I would spend a slow, leisurely morning when my time is 100% my own and I'm free in every sense of the word. And I saw myself doing yoga on the back patio and then going for a run down the beach. I saw myself returning to the house, walking up the stairs step by step, entering the bathroom, turning on the shower. I saw the exact jade green tile of that shower. I saw myself putting on makeup and half drying my hair and crawling back into bed next to my still sleeping partner. I saw us making coffee and going for a walk together on the beach. I saw the rest of the day unfolding, imagining how I'd spend my time in the future and the kinds of things I get to do. I saw how the day ended on that same beach, together with my partner, who was Jake in this vision, spending intentional time together. And I heard the exact words we exchanged, and I felt them in my body, like a visceral, real dream. And my eyes welled up with tears at the emotion of it all, as they often do when I dream. And from the gratitude, the knowing that even if that wasn't my present reality, or hell, even if this never comes true, I sought comfort that in some alternate universe, this is my life and I feel utterly fulfilled. And what I was doing as I was daydreaming this was I was tapping in to that reality in an attempt to, you know, manifest it into this one. And all of this is the second thing I do best. I turn imagination into magic by daring to believe. To believe that this isn't a dream I'm seeing. It's a future I'm remembering. The catch is, I'm in the past, but because I've seen it, because I'm actually actively feeling it, I'm doing the hard thing of aligning with it. And again, there's a whole bunch of steps in between, but this is a crucial key part. And because I did that, I opened myself to miracles and stayed open for the rest of the day, wondering what other magic could I catch? What other uses for my day could work have besides the menial assignments to which I was tasked, which, yes, got all my work done. But I listened to music as I worked, and that led me to an Alan Watts speech set to music that I love and writing a short paragraph of my own philosophical thoughts on the nature of love and life as contrasted against his. And that sparked my hunger for more of this. What I'm actually here to do in this life, which is learn about these concepts and dive headfirst into alchemy and personal growth and co-creating with the universe using my gifts and passion as fuel to create my own magic. So I chose an Andrea Gibson, of course, spoken word piece, which further nudged my slumbering creativity. Like, hey, these words they're speaking feel kind of inspiring, I thought. And soon I was piling spoken word poems from numerous poets into my Spotify queue and cycled through one after the other, feeling the excitement returning to my bones after so many months of internal stillness, wondering if the muse had left me completely. I'm listening to poetry again, I said in my head, smiling. It was as I listened to a spoken word piece set to music called Tomatoes by Shane Coikazan. And the short story long, forgive me if I'm butchering that name. It's Shane Coikazan. But I pulled up a playlist of mine that I titled, this one I titled Magic Maverick that I talked about in the beginning. And it's one that I listened to that essentially helps me both connect to myself to keep becoming more of myself. So, you know, I'm looking at the track list and noticing a bunch of the song titles on it, and they began to arrange themselves into a poem as I listened to Tomatoes softly in the background. And this isn't a new technique for me. I've made many spoken word pieces and poems from just taking words and song titles, finding inspiration in that, just literally browsing Spotify and fitting them into something larger. So I was writing down some of the ones that were striking me in a few minutes, and three loops of Tomatoes later, I'd written the first spoken word piece I'd written in months. Suddenly, that former thought of, I'm listening to poetry again, became an excited, I'm writing again. Albert Einstein said, there are two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. And this may be a one-off thing for now, this prose, poem, spoken word thing, the first in months. And if it is, that is completely fine, because I see it as a miracle. My future met my past, and we convened together in the present moment when I wrote the following piece, a love poem from myself to myself, because that's the thing. We can't wait for someone else to show us the kind of love we need. We first have to give that to ourselves. That is ground zero of healing, ground zero of personal growth. You have to give it to yourself first. You have to look inside first. So when you listen to this that I'm going to read, imagine the you I'm referencing in the poem is that I'm speaking directly to you, because everything I write is always just as much for you as it is for me. It's a love letter to anyone who needs it. And maybe this piece isn't even done. It's largely unedited. So if you read this or hear it somewhere in my future, and hopefully one day on a stage, it means I've made it. And it may very well be the same, but different. Just like I, you, we will all be the same, but different. And maybe what I wrote isn't even that great, but it's mine. And that's worth any supposed greatness. Just because something is still a work in progress doesn't mean it's not worthy of being shared, seen, or heard. And maybe even now, in saying these very words, I'm connecting the dots and correcting myself that, with the right perspective, it actually is great simply because it's mine. Same as Einstein said, anything can be a miracle if you choose to see it as such. Maybe what I wrote is inherently great because it's something I made. I created it. Maybe it's great because all of these events unfolded today and I decided to name it as miracle. Maybe the miracle is just loving ourselves in the way we need to be loved, giving ourselves whatever we need in the moment. Maybe the miracle is the one that started it all that keeps happening over and over again. The miracle of noticing, of no expectations, of cracking open, of believing and following a beautiful thought. Maybe the miracle is making that beautiful thought you. I think you're beautiful, / I believe in magic. Yours. The black sheep collapsing black holes, not afraid to talk it up and lead your best life because you're not a follow button on a screen. Doing hard things even in your dreams where crazy equals genius and all you do is win even when you think you're losing. Dark night parade, a blacklight renegade, climbing mountains at full speed, invincible, think about it. You were never speechless, but your past now is. You are woman, little thing gone wild, a mad queen mantra, so red and ripe, you're the juiciest tomato hanging heavy on the vine. Billionaire goddess, a thorny daisy doing her own thing, on the inside of lightning quick wordplay, broadcasting the revolution on the inside of her mind like TV, where gravity doesn't exist because this is all there is, imagination where we were all born, where we all exist, in all our glory, in all our here today, gone tomorrow, in all our get this. When you're 26, you think you know what the world is, what it means, what it's made of, and then something happens. In the interim between then and now, you unfolded yourself and saw the four corners of fortune scrawled where each side said one word. Passion, purpose, wisdom, sovereignty. Believe me, it took a long time to learn to seize the power inside, but it's there. You've got something to give. You've got many things that make this life worthy of the word live. You were born for this. Don't be afraid to get your hands dirty, to take the upgrade in exchange for loosening your grip on pain, to make green noise poems from the magic of storms and rain. Upgrade the inner ninja and don't die saying, it could have been me. Get to the end of your life saying, it was me, I did it. It wasn't a trick, but it was magic. Was your third eye coming online like a protection charm, warding off every past story of you that kept you broken and traumatized? It was big energy inside your fragile, beautiful bones. It was the here, the right now, that you continually chased, making connections in the synapses at midnight and the unfaltering commitment to never leave anyone alone behind. It was how good it finally felt when you were at least recognized not for what you can do, but for who you are. It was 5D in overdrive, throwing it in reverse to see the beauty in the pain for the first time since you grew up and came back down and decided to let the words rip loose the dam in your throat. Soldier, poet, you, small, resounding riot, making love to the mic from the backstage of life, slowly peeling the curtain back and deciding to step out of line because that line could never contain you, keep you, or stop the full throttle of a dream that was less imagination and more gassed up memory, remembering the circumference of hope and the absolute honesty when you would utter, anything could happen, softly, as you fell asleep. Think of believe like the sun. How every sunrise and sunset is an inevitable promise that things can change and they can be beautiful. The tides turn and litter the shore with shells. But you don't have to live in one anymore. But you were never meant to. Finally this, a love poem for you at last. Let's do this, it's my turn to write you. Let me render you the offer, the magic. Healing is not your purpose, but it is a many-faceted passion. Are you ready for this? Little girl gone came back because she couldn't stay away from the unspeakable world she dared make incredible from the soft, blurry outline of inner vision. Here you go. A witch with a wish, off to see the world, off to become the wizard and welcome Oz into her veins. Glorious, the body that bore the weight. Glorious, the being that let it go. Glorious, that life is about to get good. Remember how we forgot the identity of who they said we were? Remember when we turned beast to beauty, shell to Venus, stone to sword? Remember when I said I believed you? Remember when I whispered I love you to your darkest, most hidden and forgotten parts, and you pressed a key into my palm? Remember when together we magnetized a dream? Remember when this whole poem was written in a work email, the cursor blinking on the screen? Remember I dressed you in worthy? Remember I crowned you as queen? Remember years later when you pulled a real curtain back to reveal the velvet of your soul and stepped into your own spotlight scene? And for the first time in the history of all the world as stage, you, as you were always meant to be, softly landed home and opened your holy mouth to speak. Thanks for sticking around until the very end. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support my one-woman show, please subscribe and share it on social media or leave a rating and review. Those are the best ways to show your love and support for my work and will help this podcast to be found more easily, and that in turn helps this whole thing grow. To catch the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Mav Malone. Let's connect. My DMs are always open and I'd love to hear from you. If you want to stay up to date on the latest events, books, podcast episodes, and hear more from me, you can sign up for my Substack newsletter, Junk Drawer, at maverickmalone.substack.com. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.